This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 138 for Tuesday, November 8th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was trading lower in accordance with the strengthening Canadian dollar. Chicago soy oil was also trading lower, as well as European rapeseed. However, Malaysian palm oil was mostly higher. With rising incidences of COVID-19 in China and production cuts from OPEC, crude oil was weaker. The Canadian dollar jumped one quarter of the United States cent as Americans go to the polls for midterm elections. The January canola contract was down $12.30 per ton at $884.20. In the U.S., trading for soybeans was range-bound, while wheat and corn were lower in anticipation of the USDA's monthly World Agricultural Supply-Demand estimates to be released tomorrow. The USDA reported that 87% of the U.S. corn crop was harvested as of November 6, 11 points higher than last week's percentage and the five-year average. Rain and snow were in the forecast for some corn-growing areas. Analysts predicted a 500,000-ton cut to global corn stocks, down to 300.7 million. The December corn contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.68. The U.S. soybean crop also showed progress when it comes to its harvest, with 94% complete compared to 88% from 1 week earlier and the 86% five-year average. However, prices showed little movement, in part due to a mixed tone in the Chicago soy complex. Prior to the WASDE report, analysts expected global ending stocks to be raised by 100,000 tons to 100.6 million. The January soybean contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.47. Wheat prices were lower despite record low U.S. winter wheat conditions in early November at 30% good to excellent. 92% of the crop has already been planted compared to 87% last week. Declining quality for Australia's wheat crop, as well as a projected 600,000-ton tightening in global wheat carryout, should also provide support. Global ending stocks for wheat were estimated to be 266.9 million tons. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.28. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.46. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.52. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 8th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.